I'd always been very impressed with this the senior VPs at Neiman's and like the divisional buyers and people that were really in charge of the content of what the store sold. And I was always just blown away by how careful they were, and yet how the risks they took were right and smart. And yet I never really knew how they did it. And I thought, how do you know, I thought, what kind of, how do you learn how to do something like that? And luckily, you know, one of the freelance jobs that I had was working for a fellow named Nat Eckelman, who was a Garmento from many, many years. He had a showroom at the Dallas Market Center, and he repped like 30 lines of clothes, and he was ruthless. And people said, "How do you work for that guy?" I said, "Well, hey, I know where he stands. You know, he doesn't mince words, and I like people like that." And he was a tough cookie, but I enjoyed that, and I learned a lot from him. Like, he would pick the merchandise that we would put on the mannequins to display at the entrance to his showroom, because he had 30 lines to choose from. And for the first year or so, he would go through and pick the clothes and give them to me, and then I would put them on the mannequins. But then after a while, he said, "Why don't you go through and pick the clothes?" And I think I started learning how to do that. You know, how do you look at an entire line of clothes and pick out the piece that is going to be the headliner? And you know, I worked with Nat enough to be able to do that, and it was fun. It was fun because you a lot of it was gut feeling, but at the same time, it was also finding the piece that had the most detail or just felt right for the season. And but Nat's wife was her name was Hyla Eckelman, and Hyla was the couture buyer and the couture divisional, couture and fine apparel, designer sportswear at Neiman's, and she had done it for years. And she was no nonsense. You'd see her on the elevator, and she'd be wearing sunglasses, and she'd be very, very Anna Wintour, very busy. And I didn't say anything to her. I was kind of afraid of her. And she, but this, they had an award dinner at the Dallas Market Center, because they gave this little award to the best showroom and this and that. And I got invited to sit at Nat's table. Well, of course he brought Hyla. And Hyla's there, and I found myself sitting next to Hyla at a dinner. I thought, "Oh dear, what am I gonna say to this person that I'm terrified of?" And I thought, "Well, why don't you ask her that question?" And so I did. I said, "Hyla, can I ask you a question?" I said, "I've always wondered. I know different parts of the country have a different focus for the kind of merchandise they buy. And I just wondered, how do you go with that? What is the criteria you use to buy clothes for Florida versus Hollywood versus it?" And I said, "Is there a formula, or do you do demographic studies?" And she looked at me kind of blankly, and then she goes, "Tits." I said, "Excuse me?" She said, "Tits. It's all about tits. If these clothes don't cover up those big fake tits those women buy, we don't sell them." And said, "That is quite an answer. I just learned a great deal. Thank you very much." She said, "I know, isn't it absurd? You know, you think you're being all creative and stuff, and it all just boils down to that." I said, "Well, I guess if it doesn't sell, it does work." And she said, "You're right. It's got to sell." So that broke a lot of ice, and then on, I was able to have some easy conversations with Hyla, and before I knew it, I was over it, you know, I was in her bedroom helping her figure out how to redesign her bathroom. And so, you know, so that one little question really sort of set the tone from then on. And so it was really kind of fun. I learned after a while that most people, if you're intimidated, or if you think they're larger than life, or if they've got some quality that you'll never have, you usually, if you spend enough time around them, you usually find out that they are, they're just people. They're just people. And that's nice to know. That's nice to find out, especially if it's someone that you then go on to have a friendship with. And it was quite nice.